Hi, everybody. It's Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. Looks like we should have a picture-perfect weekend as we cool a bit into the 70s, probably mid to upper 70s today and tomorrow under mostly sunny skies, breezy at times. It's short-lived. We're back to the mid-80s the first of the week. Jim Howell, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 62 degrees.
Join Dean Barber every Saturday at 11 a.m. for America's Wealth Management Show. Learn about tax reduction strategies, estate planning, and other important retirement topics. That's America's Wealth Management Show with host Dean Barber every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Hi, this is Connie Salica. Tune into my show, Intelligence for Your Health, right here on Independent Talk. 1100 KFNX, Sundays at 10 p.m.
All aboard Scott Luther Gold and Silver Express.
Listen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, 12 to 1 p.m., Saturday, 6 to 7 p.m., and Sunday, 6 to 7 a.m. Become one of our lucky winners as we give away free gold and silver coins.
Scott Luther Gold and Silver Express.
Stay up late. Alex Jones, After Dark, nights, 1 to 3 a.m. on Independent Time, 1100 KFNX, the home of the Alex Jones Show.
The Renaissance Festival is back!
Huzzah!
Weekends now through March 31st.
You love the Renaissance Festival!
Great shopping! A giant crafts market!
25 years of fun in the sun!
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival!
New shows! Non-stop feasting! The Renaissance Festival is back! Huzzah! Weekends now through March 31st. Discount tickets available at Fry's and Fry's Marketplace or RenFestInfo.com. Presented by Delta Airlines, Fry's, Pepsi, Budweiser, and Guinness.
Now, live from the downtown studios of KFNX News Talk Radio 1100, it's time for The Pulse, Arizona's healthcare radio show. Your voice for healthcare issues locally, around the state, and across the nation. Here now, consultant, advocate, and provider of healthcare services in Arizona, Elizabeth Singleton.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Pulse. I'm your host, Elizabeth Singleton. And today we will be talking about the role of the new family, single fathers. According to, and this was the latest report that I can find, a census of 2000, in 2.2 million household, fathers raised their children without a mother. That's about one household in 45 that are living as single dads. And we'll talk later within the show that single dads are not just someone who has a child full time, but also who co-parents. And today we have a few wonderful guests in our studios. Neil Tiff is, he's with the Fathers Involvement Programs Director at the Child Crisis Center.
Yes.
And welcome to the show. And we also have on our he's calling from Grand Rapids, Michigan, Matt Haviland. He is the founder of Father's Walk Singles Fathers Ministry. And welcome to the show, Matt.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Hi. Good to be here.
Good morning to both of you. Neil, I'm going to start with you. If you can tell me a little bit about your program at the Father Involvement Center.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I'm the Father Involvement Program Director at the Child Crisis Center in Mesa. So we offer a range of services to fathers and their families. We have a home visiting program that's funded by First Things First. The program is called My Child's Ready, where home visitors will go in and help family members in their home. We have a shelter with 46 beds for children who need temporary care. We have an adoption and foster care unit. And then I work in the Family Resource Center. That's an agency that provides parenting classes, workshops, drop-in groups, and other resources for parents. And my focus is working with fathers. So we have a boot camp for new dads. We have a weekly drop-in group for fathers and also for fathers of children with special needs. We have monthly father-child activities on a Saturday. And we have a family law clinic that helps fathers with legal issues.
Okay. Well, thank you. And Matt Haviland, could you please tell me a little bit about your program, A Father's Walk, your single father's ministry?
Yeah, absolutely. It's something I started about 4 years ago. I'm a single father myself. And I just one day, based off of a challenge that I was given by another individual in a small group that I was in, I went home and started doing a lot of research on fatherlessness, single fathers, things down that line. And my jaw dropped. I saw that there's really not much help out directly for single fathers. I mean, the programs are out there, but they're scattered all over the place. So, I put together at the time, like I said, about 4 years ago, I formed a small group out of my, basically it was just out of my living room, and I had about 10 single dads, and we would do Bible studies together. We would do, events together, book studies, things on that. And it's just, it's grown since then. We now have a small group. I actually authored a book, this past year. It's, called The Father's Walk as well. And it's a Christian-based resource written specifically for single dads. We have events. And just really trying to come up with a lot of resources that both the general public and other organizations can use to cater and minister directly to single fathers.
Okay. And Neil, what do you think is the primary concerns of single fathers today?
Well, I'd have to agree with Matt that there are very few resources in most communities that offer any assistance to fathers. And so since single fathers are a minority, I would say one of them is lack of assistance. For example, family law clinics that offer legal information to fathers on custody, visitation, child support, paternity establishment, and divorce law. I would say housing, where I work in Mesa, Arizona, there are very few programs that offer housing for fathers and children. They'll take families or they'll take moms and children, but not dads. I would say, like a lot of single moms, also just trying to find affordable child care, trying to find employment. Single fathers, in my experience, a lot of single fathers do not collect child support. I'm working with 9 fathers right now who are single, full-time custodial fathers. And they don't ask for child support from the mom because their concern is if they go after child support, then the courts will find that they have full-time custody and probably give the children to the mom. So these are, and it's not that they're hiding from the mom. Mm-hmm. It's just that a lot of times the single fathers have moms. If they're not involved, it might have to do with chemical and drug addiction. It might be because they're, have other problems, mental health problems. That doesn't allow them to earn an income. So a lot of single fathers also do not receive child support. And so a lot of single fathers...
Because they're afraid to...
They don't want to rock the
boat.
They don't want to rock the boat.
And okay.
They're sort of under the radar. They don't have the child support, but they want to just raise their children.
So, Matt, what do you feel, I mean, could you tell us a little bit the difference of a single father who has their child, full-time, and why people don't think that someone who actually co-parents is a single father as well?
Yeah.
And some of the stigmas around that.
Yeah, I came across it a while ago when it said there's only like 1 million single dads in the nation. I came across a statistic. I'm like, well, how can that be when you got 15 million single moms? And just by definition, they were defining single fathers as those who have full custody. My case, particularly, I'm a non-custodial father. I have, 3.5 hours on Tuesday and Thursday evenings and then every other weekend as well. But the fact of the matter is there's millions of dads out there that are in very similar situations. I totally agree with what Neil said as far as the ones that do have it, the reasons that they do have full custody. But at the same time, there are plenty of dads out there that either are involved or want to be involved. And I have a couple guys right now in my group that, are being held back either, and by the way, I'm not slamming anybody in this. I just want to say that they're being held back because the moms won't let them see the kids,
mm-hmm.
or the courts are really, holding them back. And there's a lot of resistance there through the court system as well. But these guys want to be involved or are involved, just not as much as they'd like to be.
Well, we also have, as guests, he's on the phone right now, and we are going to go by his stage name, Sam, and his ex-wife is Lisa. But, Sam, are you on the line here?
Yes, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you this morning?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Could you just tell us briefly a little bit about your story and how you've become a single dad and what life is like for you right now?
Yeah, I have a 4-year-old son. We, never married. We just kind of, had a child, and we split them 50-50. And, I pay child support every month, never missed it. I try to, you know, be as active as I can with them, and just, you know, I want to go back and, you know, modify my child support with them and everything, but I'm afraid that, you know, with her making more money than I do, that I'm going to get stuck continuing to pay child support. And it's kind of tough because it's, you know, known as, Arizona's known as a mother state, and, you know, if I go back to court, then they're going to, whatever the mother wants, the judge is going to grant for them. And so it's kind of, you know, touchy because I want to go, and there's some modifications I want to make and everything to, you know, the custody I have with my son and how we do things, but I'm hesitant to go back because of the court system and how they view the fathers.
Neil, you wanted to...
Yes, Sam. One of the things I wanted to mention, there's a new law that went into effect January 1st in Arizona. I think it's called Senate Bill 2007, and what it states is that judges now in family court have to presume joint custody, and they can't place the child based on the gender of the child or the gender of the parent. They have to assume joint custody. And it just went into effect January 1. Now, it's not retroactive to court orders before this, and I'm not an attorney. Mm-hmm. But I would say with the new law, that could be one way to offer some guidance to the system, because, as you're right, there are a lot of there tend to be a lot of barriers for unmarried fathers. They have to go through a lot more hurdles to gain access to their children. But if you're in the metro area and you ever want to check out the drop-in center for fathers in Mesa, you're welcome to come to our group every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., and it's free.
Definitely. I mean, we have them right now 50-50. We the court order is different, but we've, you know, together sat down and decided to have our, you know, 50-50, Sunday to Sunday. He's getting ready to start school, and she wants to change and have custody during the week, and I have him on the weekend while he's at school. She wants to be the primary parent during the week and limit my time from a week on, week off to 2 days a week. And so I'm getting ready to go, you know, deal with that. And I've been, like I said, very hesitant because of the court system.
Would she be open to mediation? Did the two of you go to mediation?
Well, I'm gonna let you answer that question when we come back from the break. We are going to be going into break now. You're listening to The Pulse on KFNX 1100. We'll be back. We are speaking about the new role of the new family, which is single fathers.
Singleton's Real Health Outpatient and Wellness Centers provide housing resources to those in need. We also offer treatment services in the areas of mental health, physical well-being, counseling, advocacy, education, and empowerment for independence. We work with other care providers and businesses to provide total care for the mind and body. Call 602-626-8150. Singleton's Real Health Outpatient and Wellness Centers, devoted to empowering our community. To see if we can be of help to you, call 602-626-8150.
The sources I have for information are unique and better because they're based upon real life experiences.
Herman Cain, afternoons 5 to 7, right here on Independent Talk 1100, KFNX.
Tune in to the Edward Woodson Show with me, your host, Edward Woodson. We'll talk business, politics, and the things that really make you mad.
Catch the Edward Woodson Show, weekdays from 5 to 6 a.m., only on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Listen live all season long and pull for your U of A Wildcats men's basketball team. You can catch all of the action right here, only on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, your home for Arizona Wildcat sports.
Hey, Phoenix, Laura Ingram here. Join me for the full 3 hours of the Laura Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. right here.
Catch the Laura Ingram Show Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. on KFNX.
A child is taken, but there is hope through the Arizona Amber Alert.
An Amber Alert provides the public with information that could lead to the safe recovery of a child. When a child is missing, everyone plays an important role. To learn more about the details of a specific Amber Alert, dial 511 or go to azamberalert.org. Together, we can all help save a child. Sponsored by the Arizona Department of Transportation, aired by the Arizona Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tempo Creative builds websites that make money. Is your corporate website proactively adding profit to your bottom line? If you can't specifically and accurately track the revenue generated by your online marketing, then you need a new website. In the fast-paced world of digital design, if your website is more than 2 years old, you are missing money-making aspects of online marketing. If you think your website is just for image and information, then you need a new online marketing partner. Join smart companies who have discovered Tempo Creative's comprehensive strategy of return on investment website marketing. Call 480-659-4100. That's 480-659-4100. Tempo Creative will layer integrated social media, blogging, search engine marketing, and tracking analytics so your website will be a money-making machine and a marketing tool. For an opportunity to learn how Tempo Creative can help your company website make money, call 480-659-4100. That's 480-659-4100. TempoCreative.com.
Hello, and welcome back to The Pulse. I'm your host, Elizabeth Singleton, and today we are talking about the role of the new family, single fathers. Our guest in the studios is Neil Tiff. He is the program director for Father's Involvement at the Child in Crisis Center here in Mesa. And we also have Matt Haviland. He is the founder of the Father's Walk. It's a single father's ministry in Michigan. And then we were talking to Sam, who is a single father here, that's his alias, and also we're going to call his ex Lisa as the alias as well. But Neil, you were talking about mediation with Sam before we left the break.
Yes, one of the things that can often help is if couples are willing to go to mediation or even co-mediation. Co-mediation is facilitated by a male and female mediator, but a lot of times couples can work out details, because if there's litigation, if we go to court, if there's litigation, there's a winner and a loser. If there's arbitration, there tends to be a winner and a loser. But with mediation, it calls for both sides to compromise. So anytime couples can go to mediation, I think it can be beneficial for the parents and the children.
Well, Sam, you're co-parenting, is that correct?
Yes.
With your ex?
Yeah. And
what do you find, are you guys communicating? Are you working together? Do you feel stigmatized within the relationship with her is when you need to make changes within, like you were saying, with your child support? You're afraid that that's going to cause even more problems.
Well, we get along, for the most part, we communicate very well because we have the messages of our son and mine, but when it comes time to, discuss paying child support, we have a pending agreement. I've been paying child support for, 4 years now, and for the past year and a half, we've split them 50-50, and I'm still paying child support. So I'm looking to go back to change it, and she wants to hold all the cards and make the decisions as to, how the new parenting time is going to be, and I kind of feel trapped because we are still on our original parenting agreement, where I have him less time than I do now. So I feel if I, push too hard, then she could go back and invoke the original parenting plan.
So, Matt, what do you usually suggest to fathers? Because I know some of the biggest issues that dads have told me was that, they felt, that they didn't have custody rights, as the same equal rights as mothers, that they're afraid to make any noise because, like Neil says, they want to be under the radar. Do you see a change with how fathers' rights are being developed? And what are, again, some of the major concerns that you hear from fathers that you work with today?
Well, it's kind of all across the board, too. Neil had mentioned the law there about the equal parenting time. I believe Michigan has considered that. I don't think that we have it fully adopted yet. So unfortunately, I have seen a good swing in the Michigan court systems lately, but I would say overall kind of the same thing. You know, I'm kind of sitting in a position right now too where I'm, you know, really wanting to ask for more custody. I know she's not going to agree to it. I have tried, mediation before and she didn't do it. So the only way will be through the court system, but it's kind of one of those things where you have to pick your battles. Right now I do have fair custody time. You know, and things are very quiet between she and I right now, so I really don't, you know, we were talking about want to rock the boat, but I do see a lot of guys that it's the same thing. You know, I mean, I see some guys right now that one guy did just get to go to mediation, and he was awarded not full custody, but he got everything that he wanted, and the court, you know, was happy to grant that to him. Another guy's in a pretty tough legal situation right now. So I would say that basically sometimes, unfortunately, it's a roll of the dice. You know, it really just depends. The courts want to look at everything. And the main thing is defined, at least by Michigan law, is what is in the best interest of the child.
And we should really should look at what's the best interest of the child, because I don't always see, you know, my brother has gone through years. I mean, since his daughter, when she was an infant, after a couple of days after she was born, his wife picked up and moved everyone overnight. And, you know, he's been really struggling with this. He's been suicidal because he's losing everything. He's not able to see his child. Right now she's taken to court and it's every couple of months he's in court defending himself, and he's just burned out. He wants to know, should I just give up and walk away? Would it be better for her, or should I stay here?
And yeah, it's tough. I have one guy that's been separated from his kids by over 2 years now, and I can only imagine. So, you know, if we look at if both parents are fit and willing, then in my personal opinion, I'm sure I'm not alone here, it should be 50-50. Mm-hmm. Just because the moms are able to do something that us dads are not able to, but kids have to have their dads involved. And if it's a healthy father-son or father-daughter relationship, then that is extremely vital for the overall growth and, you know, development of from the child all the way till adulthood.
So you feel that, okay, when I hear of a single dad, I'm only thinking of full custody. I'm not thinking of someone who co-parents, and I'm not thinking about the nightmares, because all you hear is women, what they've gone through, that deadbeat father who's not paying child support. But it really, really bothers me. I owned a child care center for several years, and I used to have mothers come in there, and they would be like, if he doesn't pay me child support, I'm not going to let him see the child. And I was thinking the whole time, well, how important is it for the child to actually have a father figure in his life? Over, and I understand child support is there to help support, you know, the child themselves, not, you know, getting your nails done, but it's basically, you know, how important that role is. I mean, just tell me as guys and Sam, do you feel to be in your child's life and how you love your, you know, child? It's not about trying to skip out on child support, that you really want to play that role in his or her life.
No, oh, definitely. Oh, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, I definitely think it's important to, you know, I want to play that role. I mean, you know, like I said, I've been paying child support that I shouldn't be paying for a year and a half now, you know, because it's not about the money. I know it goes to take care of my son. I want to be able to see him. I want time. I want to, you know, be able to raise him and, you know, be an active role in his life. And you're right when you're saying that. You know, a lot of the times all you hear is, you know, deadbeat dads. You never hear the expression deadbeat mothers. You just hear deadbeat dads, oh, he's not paying child support. Well, I'm one of those fathers that pays child support, so, you know, I should be able to get my son 50-50 and have the time that I deserve as a father, and not just because I pay, you know, child support, but because I'm his father. I should be allotted the same amount of time as the mother does.
And why is this so hard to get time as fathers?
Well, I think one issue is that the court systems tend to have the what was called by Freud the tender years principle. The tender years principle shaped this in the early 20th century that said that children birth through seven need their moms, and Freud said fathers weren't that important. Now, that's just one psychologist, but a lot of family court systems, both male and female judges, still have that sense that moms are important. And the point is that moms are very important to children, but we use that litigation model again. It's a win-lose approach. I think if more couples could work to the win-win, where for the benefit of the child, both mom and dad willing to concede and offer compromise. But the system is based on the more bad things you can say about the other parent, the more likely you're to have time with your children. So I think the legal model is what's really the barrier.
So the legal model is causing
litigation instead of mediation.
Okay, and that's but that's what's causing it to seem like the mom should have more rights than the father.
Well, from the system's point of view, from father's point of view, obviously that's wrong. But the system's point says if you have to pick just one parent, then we shouldn't. We should pick both parents.
And do you find it difficult? Do you think it's difficult for the child to go from one parent to the other? Because that was another complaint that I heard from moms was, well, they should always be with me and then visit the dad here and there because they need stability.
Well, visitation is what you do at a funeral. Visitation isn't what's not the term we should use with our children. It should be parent. We use the term parenting time. But the idea is that for young children, they shouldn't go back and forth a lot, but they could still go back and forth. You know, there are models, the 5-2-2-5, 5 days, 2 days, 2 days, 5 days for moms and dads. There are lots of them that for very young children, they need the stability, but we can work it out so they have both access.
Okay. Well, you're listening to The Pulse on KFNX 1100. I'm your host, Elizabeth Singleton. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk to Sharon Rhea. She's with the whole family, and also continue our conversations about fathers. But we want to talk more about co-parenting, how that works together, how we can better build relationships between both parents and the children. I want to thank Sam for coming on the show today. I know he is right now down at an event today. But thank you for sharing your story, Sam. And we'll be in touch, and we can find more information about him online. You're listening to The Pulse on KFNX. We'll be back after the break.
Thank you.
Laura Ingram mornings, Dennis Miller, Mike Huckabee middays, Herman Cain afternoons, Michael Savage nights on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
NBC News Radio, I'm Dan Scanlon. White House spokesman Jay Carney is praising Democrats for a nearly $4 trillion budget passed very early this morning in the Senate. Carney says President Obama will work with Congress to see if a deal can be made between the Senate's version and the House. Mr. Obama plans to offer his own budget proposal next month. The president will be back in Washington late tonight after a Mideast trip that included visits to Israel, the West Bank, and Jordan. Secretary of State John Kerry stayed behind to explore options for getting peace talks going again. A woman pushing her one-year-old baby in a stroller in Brunswick, Georgia, was confronted by two teenage boys demanding money. She said she had none to give. One of the boys then shot and killed her baby, Brunswick Police Chief Toby Brown.
We have two arrests of the persons who committed this horrendous act.
One teen, 17, will be charged with first-degree murder as an adult. The other is a 14-year-old and will be charged as a juvenile. This is NBC News Radio.
Hi, everybody. Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. Looks like we should have a picture-perfect weekend as we cool a bit into the 70s, probably mid to upper 70s today and tomorrow under mostly sunny skies, breezy at times. It's short-lived. We're back to the mid-80s the first of the week. Jim Howell, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 67 degrees.
Ace Automotive at 1730 West Sunrise Boulevard, Suite A105, Gilbert, Arizona, just off McQueen and Elliott. The team at Ace, just what you need when you're having automotive issues. They are dependable and stand by their work. This is PLR of The Cave Show, and I've been a customer for years, and I would never send you to a place that I wouldn't trust. Their number is 480-539-6872, 480-539-6872. Call for an appointment or just stop by Ace Automotive.
Listen to All Things Firearms, Kate Kruger's Talking Guns, at noon every Sunday, right here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Attention parents, does your child mope around the house after a loss? Does he have confidence issues on the field? Is she afraid of disappointing you? We know that being the parent of a talented athlete is tough. MyMVPCoach.com is an online mental training site that includes access to exclusive member-only articles, training videos, and expert coaching with current and former professional athletes. all for a price that anyone can afford. Go to MyNVPCoach.com.
Adjusted for Life Wellness Center is your one-stop health destination. We empower our patients to see health and wellness as a lifestyle rather than a quick fix. Adjusted for Life Wellness Center focuses on reversing chronic conditions. We are truly passionate about helping people live healthy lives. Take a good look in the mirror. If poor health is not allowing you to live life to the fullest, call us at 480-802-9977. That's 480-802-9977.
She has been to the edge of insanity and back, but her spirit brought her to a place of peacefulness and joy. Now Carolyn Bookout blends her background of business management, science, and the arts toward a mission of helping you with your career and personal development. If you are at the edge, take a leap of faith. Call Carolyn at 540-786-4455. That's 540-786-4455, or visit backdoorgallery.org. Backdoorgallery.org.
Ethics, commitment, loyalty, and teamwork? When you listen to young reporters, be prepared to hear things you never expected.
The Young Reporters, brought to you by the Executive Youth Foundation, Sundays at 9 p.m.
Hello, and you're listening to The Pulse on KFNX 1100. I'm your host, Elizabeth Singleton. And today we are talking about the role of the new family, single fathers. Our guest in studios is Neil Tiff, I'm sorry, he is the program director for the Father Involvement Program at Child Crisis Center, and Matt Haviland, he is the founder of Father's Single Walk. It's a father's ministry in Michigan. And also we will have Sharon Rhea joining us from the Total Family, and at this part of the segment, we want to discuss positive co-parenting, how to build healthy relationships with your other parents, I guess you would say, and then how fathers are adjusting within our media, within our society today. So, Sharon, are you there?
Elizabeth.
Hi, how are you today?
Good.
And Sharon is calling us. She has taken a break from her daughters. You're going to be going through a tournament today, is that correct?
Yeah, she's a softball player, first base varsity for her high school team.
Yeah. So, Matt, I wanted to ask you a question. I did get this question on Facebook. One of the shows that I'm also involved with is called Single Fathers Help Wanted, and we do a blog talk radio show every 6 months, and then we take a 6 month break. One of the things was, is the fathers were wondering how can they adjust to the new changes of trying to be a father, and not just the co-parenting side, but the father who has the full custody of their children and networking with other people. How can they get more help centered to mm-hmm. them? Because when you look up things, and I've been doing this for, you know, started working with fathers, you know, about a year ago, it was almost impossible for me to find resources and support for them.
Yeah, it's definitely a tough one. I actually just, last year was the first year I founded up here in Grand Rapids, was called the Single Parenting Expo. And this is something I really hope sets a model for other cities all around the nation. And basically what it is, it's a collaboration of any organization, faith-based or non-faith-based, that work with single parents in one form or another, whether it's with the moms, the dads, teens, widows, whatever. And it really was. I had the same thing. I had to dig around a lot just to get, you know, 20 organizations together for this year's event. As far as the dads themselves, though, I mean, I guess the biggest thing is obviously I'm a Christian-based organization, is to reach out to the churches. I'm really trying to do a big campaign up here for the churches to get more involved with not only the dads but also with single parents in general. But these guys have to surround themselves with community. As a single parent, you feel very isolated. I don't know, you know, necessarily. I was like a lot like Sam. I was never married to my daughter's mom. But I could see where somebody, let's say you've been, you know, married for 10, 15, 20-plus years, and all of a sudden a divorce or something like that happens, and all of a sudden you find yourself in this world of single parenting where you might have a lot of other, you know, married friends around there. And I do know some guys like that, and that can be kind of different sometimes. You know, but even for the guys such as myself and a few other guys in my group that were never married, you have to surround yourself with a very strong foundation of friends, if family can support,
anything down that line as well. Because basically, if you find yourself isolated or, you know, alienated from a lot of things, it's just going to, you know, the overall stress and pressures of being a single parent can really weigh down on somebody. So I would just say definitely they have to dig around. I would challenge any organizations that are involved with single parents to, you know, really reach out to the community as well. But then also for these dads to surround themselves with some form of group or community involvement.
Neil, you want to?
Yes. I was a single father for 9 years in Minnesota, and some suggestions I would have for single fathers is, one, is during the transition and afterwards, we really need to prioritize our children. Let them know that this split up was not their fault, whether they were married or not married, for the parents, that children are going to be pretty worried. And if they see that mom's not in the picture as much anymore, they might be afraid that they might not be in the picture too, because young children have that fear and they really need that bonding and attachment. I would also say, as Matt said, we need to connect with other fathers, find healthy men to talk to and talk about supporting each other. We need to be consistent in our parenting styles and in setting limits with our children, because during this transition and afterwards, they're going to be testing a little bit, trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
Also, we need to allow the children to have pictures and to talk about the missing parent, the mom, and to have that opportunity to worry about her or talk about her, and dad needs to, you know, just let him be able to talk about those things. We also need to realize that we have to be healthy role models of masculinity for our children, that as we're problem solving, as we're making decisions, as we're relating to other people, the children feel safe with us and they see that dad is a good person. And even if he's mad at mom or has a loss for mom not being there, he's going to be respectful of other women, and the boys especially need to see that.
Yeah,
respect.
They do.
They'd also probably want to seek some legal guidance, like from a family law clinic. They need to be careful in their new relationships as they come into a new relationship. Don't confuse the children, especially younger children, that these single dads might not want to be single forever. So we need to be very careful and cautious that if we are bringing somebody else in, that is this going to be our new mommy, is going to be a question that comes up.
Well, when it comes to co-parenting, you know, I co-parent now, and it in the beginning was very difficult because I was co-parenting by myself. I didn't have real good support from my ex. It took him some time to grow up, I think I say to myself. But maybe it took him some time to just see, you know, what he was missing from the relationship between me and him compared to the relationship with the kids. And Sharon, you work a lot with trying to build healthy relationships where we don't have that isolation or alienation of fathers. When we're trying to build a positive co-parenting relationship, especially with someone that we may not be completely in agreement with, especially as men, I think, because I hear a lot of fathers tell me that it's very difficult for them to try to respect this person and have a positive relationship. So they feel like they're the fun dad all the time instead of actually having a relationship with their children and then try to build a positive relationship with the mom.
Right, and I agree with Neil. When you find your parenting style and what works for you and your child specifically, and you stick with that, my whole perspective as a family coach and a life coach and a parenting coach is that you start with yourself. There's a lot of pain when you are divorced and you're now trying to find your family by yourself. There's a lot of uncertainty when you never had a relationship or you weren't married with the mom of your child. So I find, not only for myself, but for my former husband, that the work starts with you. Finding out, you know, why you're so angry, where the competition is with this other parent, where you feel strong in your skill set. And then to get some help if you can't do that yourself, by yourself, your family, your friends, like Neil and Matt said, some strong other male companions. I know my former husband went to the Mankind Project of Arizona, and they have facilities all over the country where their whole purpose is growing a community of men and inspiring them to transform, be strong, and be fathers, single or married.
Now, Sharon, you mentioned something about the competition. Matt, do you ever feel like you're in competition for the attention or to be the better parent with your ex?
Yeah, I definitely, I did. Like I said, I was never married to her, and it was tough off the beginning. I mean, right off the bat, I think there was a lot of animosity on her part because, it was one of those things that just, what happened, happened. We weren't together very long, before she got pregnant when she found out that, I really just, you know, I never really had intention of marrying her. That put a pretty, bitter taste in her mouth, and that led to a lot of court battles. I was actually given the ultimatum, either we're going to be together or you're not going to see your child. So that, you know, spurred me to have to go, initiate, court proceedings. But, that lasted a while, but I think as time grew and as we became comfortable as single parents and, you know, me being there since day one, I paid child support since day one and actually fulfilling the role that a man and a father is supposed to do, I think that took a lot of pressure off. Now, she got married about a year ago, so that brought a completely different demographic in because now, you know, I have another man involved in my daughter's life as well. But I think for a while, yeah, there was a competing. And when I started to, you know, I had to be very careful that I didn't make myself out to be the better parent and mommy to be a mean one or vice versa, you know, things like that. And once I started letting go of that, as, you know, Sharon had said, you know, kind of like let us be, you know, the better person within ourselves first and work on ourselves. And I still had a lot of personal issues I was dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's taken a time. But what the best thing I can tell my dad is usually you have to be consistent. You know, it doesn't matter what's going on in the other household. You have to be consistent because sometimes there's great co-parenting situations and sometimes there's not. Sometimes we see eye to eye on some things and sometimes we don't. But when we surround ourselves, we mentioned, with healthy individuals, see, dad can't go out and find community with a bunch of barbuds, you know, a bunch of guys that are not fulfilling their role as fathers.
That's right.
They need to put themselves around other men that are going to, you know, literally help them grow. I'm big on accountability. I'm huge on mentoring.
Matt,
I have encouraged both.
Matt,
yep.
I don't mean to cut you off, but we're going to go into a break. We're going to let you finish that when we come back.
Okay.
You're listening to The Pulse, and we'll be back on KFNX 1100.
Singleton's Real Health Outpatient and Wellness Centers provide housing resources to those in need. We also offer treatment services in the areas of mental health, physical well-being, counseling, advocacy, education, and empowerment for independence. We work with other care providers and businesses to provide total care for the mind and body. Call 602-626-8150. Singleton's Real Health Outpatient and Wellness Centers, devoted to empowering our community. To see if we can be of help to you, call 602-626-8150.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, folks. I want to introduce you to McCarthy Law. McCarthy Law is a law firm dedicated to negotiating for large reductions in their clients' debt without the need for bankruptcy. If you have too much credit card debt, home equity lines of credit, or even medical bills, McCarthy Law might be able to help. For a free consultation to see if McCarthy Law can help you, call 602-456-8900. Even if you make good money, you may still have the opportunity to reduce what you owe. Call 602-456-8900 to talk to an expert at McCarthy Law. 602-456-8900.
I'm not a political commentator, but I play one on the radio. When I need to read about issues, I buy from LarrySakinsBooks.com. Larry Sakin has a wide selection of iconoclastic books that will help you fool anyone into believing you know what you're talking about. LarrySakinsBooks.com. That's LarrySakinsBooks.com when you need to impress.
Hello and welcome back to The Pulse. I'm your host, Elizabeth Singleton, and we are talking about the role of the new family, being a single father, and trying to give some, I guess, some resources. And just, I have some questions just for watching my brother go through this for the last 14 years of his life, and I'm watching him wither away. And, you know, he is he's probably one of the fathers of many that I know that have been it's been very hard for them to be a father, and they completely just want to give up most of the time. But our guest today in studio with me, I have Neil Tiff. He is the program director for the Father Involvement Center or program at Child Crisis Center here in Mesa. And then Matt Haviland, he is the founder of Father's Walk Singles Ministry for Single Fathers. And Sharon Rhea, who's with the whole family here in Phoenix as well. And Sharon has some programs that helps parents build relationships, and building relationships starting with communicating. But how do you help the father who just feels like giving up and walking away from the situation because it's not worth it? I have to constantly go to court. I have to constantly battle. And one of the questions I posed to Neil, Sharon and Matt, when we were on the break, was why isn't there laws that puts a stop to the constant battles in courts if it's not a dangerous, you know, it's not dangerous to self or others type of situation? It's a constant, I think it's just harassment to constantly have to defend yourself over and over and not be able to enjoy your child and the relationships that you want to build with your children.
Well, I agree with Neil that it is the system that is the impediment to healthy families. We just have a system that really promotes adversity. It promotes your side versus my side in a win-lose situation. And when you want to create a healthy family, whether that's four people living in a home, three people, however the living situation is, you want to promote win-win situations. So the courts are a frustration for all of us, unfortunately, and as I work myself to change it and other people to change it, hopefully that will happen soon, and especially with the new law that happened here in Arizona, that's one positive step forward.
Well, how do men ask for help, or do they ask for help?
Well, I have some fathers that I've worked with. One in particular that comes to mind is he felt as if, and he was co-parenting, his son was four, they were married, and now divorced. And he just felt like his wife was out to get him, just like some other family. She was a lawyer. The mother of her was also a professional, so he just always felt the victim. So my task with him, my joy with him, was to empower him to see his worth, to see that he is valuable in his child's world and through his child's eyes, and to focus him away from what he thought his former wife would be doing to get him. So once you start to focus on yourself and you see your strengths and you recognize and notice how your child reacts to you and they love you, then you start to build your esteem back up as a father and start to see, yes, I am valuable. I also think that it's important to help both moms and dads understand that both parents are important mm-hmm. in their child's life, yeah. not just because they're male-female, mm-hmm. but each one brings different qualities to that child. And okay. when you can start to look at your child through their eyes and see how they see the other parent, then maybe you can have a little easier time.
Now, Matt, you mentioned how men may or fathers may find it's just hard for them to ask for that help.
Well, yes. I've been working with men for almost 30 years, and a couple observations I would make is a lot of times when women want to talk to their women friends, they'll just call up and say, can we get together and talk? Guys don't call up their men friends and say, can we get together and talk? Because it's just not a guy thing. So most men reach out to each other through shared interests, through engaging in tasks. So we play poker, we watch Monday Night Football, we, you know, shoot hoops, we play golf, we play tennis, we tinker under the hood of a car. Men gather around tasks that are comfortable with other men, this shared interest. And then while we're engaging in those shared tasks, then we're talking about our kids, we're talking about our jobs, we're talking about our fears and our dreams. So men need permission by engaging in something. Second suggestion is most men, when we are helping each other, it's more shoulder to shoulder. In the business world, men will do the eye-to-eye contact, but when men are connecting, it's more like shoulder to shoulder, side by side, that It's just a style of men helping other men.
So do you suggest that, you know, establishing good relationship with other men who are actually co-parenting as well as a single, being yes. a single, full-time single dad?
Yes, and it doesn't all have to be just other single fathers, but it can
what
be.
What about moms? What about that relationship? Because, you know, what we hear a lot of on the father's page is, how do I braid my daughter's hair?
Sure.
Yeah. You know, what if she has her, you know, she's developing, or my son is going through this problem, and I'm not a woman, and I don't know how to, you know, feel bad or give him more love or attention.
Well, I've heard a lot of many, many single moms say have had to be both a mother and a father to mm-hmm. my children. I've heard very, very few single fathers ever say I've had to be both a mother and a father. I think we expect more of single mothers than mm-hmm. we do single fathers. And I think single fathers, while we struggle to figure out what's the right thing to do, and a lot of us can do it pretty well, we don't assume that we can take on that role. So sometimes that's when men will reach out to a female to help them do that maternal nurturing if children don't have their mother in their world. A third suggestion I would just mm-hmm. offer quickly on men and women. You don't ask a guy how he feels about things. You don't just say, well, and they talk about something, you say, how do you feel about that? Because a lot of times we don't know how we feel, and we're afraid to express it. Mm-hmm. So one of the things I suggest when we're working with fathers is just say, what was that like for you? Because okay. that's a much – the guys will open up. So part of it is our approach. If it's probing, guys don't like to be interrogated, but they do like to get support.
So, you know, God, the time always runs so quickly on the show when you have a good topic. But I want to give each one of you a few minutes to just tell me again about your programs and how if there's a single dad that needs help, you know, how can each one of your programs help them? And Matt, I'm going to let you start off first since you are you're in another city from us.
Yeah, I'm a little ways away from you guys. I'm listening to your weather report, and it says it's going to be 80. I mean, we'll be happy with 40 here in Michigan this week.
I know.
But we're on the upswing. So, well, basically, you know, like I said, although I live here in Grand Rapids, there's several things. First of all, I have a website. I have a Facebook page, mm-hmm. and it's called A Father's Walk Single Dad Ministry. So you can look it up at www.afatherswalk.org. Or you can just find me under Facebook. And I do a lot of things. Like I said at the beginning of the program, I wrote a book. So it's a Christian-based resource, but I try to cover everything that single dads go through. I have chapters on dealing with the moms in, you know, a godly way. I have another one, chapter called The Battlefield. It's keeping your kids out of the crossfire.
Correct.
What happens when another, you know, dad comes into the picture, such as my case?
Mm-hmm.
Finances. I mean, we've talked a lot about money. There's going to be a lot of struggles with money. But the final chapter is on legacy. And it is, you know, one way or another, we're all going to leave a legacy. How do we leave that legacy that, you know, ends up pouring into the next generation? So even though I'm here in Grand Rapids, my ultimate goal will be to write a national curriculum where, you know, churches and other programs can adopt it and start single father small groups all around the nation.
And Sharon, and you came to, you joined us at the second half of the show, but, and you've been on here quite a bit. Just let our audience know, you know, your supportive services that you can give, especially for the fathers. And also, you know, again, Sharon also co-hosts with me on our Fathers Help Wanted radio show. So we only do it 6 months out of the year, but, I've enjoyed it to get to know such wonderful men.
Yes, and me too, Elizabeth. And let's start there. I do co-host the radio show, but also we're very vibrant on our Facebook page. We have a number of dads following us, and that is a great way for, as Neil said, you know, almost side by side, Neil, because it's electronic, to be able to, as women to support the fathers.
Yes.
Because I think the more we have us, Elizabeth, and women come out and speak strongly in support of the need, the wonderfulness and the importance of dads in our families as we are single moms, the more we lift this country up and can believe that. I've also written a book. It's called Children and Divorce, Parenting Tips to Help Your Family Cope and Adjust. And it identifies some behaviors that your children may display and what the fathers can do in particular to help them in different age ranges.
And can you tell us their website? We're going to be running out of time right
here,
so we can give them.
My website is thewholefamilycoaching.com.
Okay.
All information about me and the programs are there.
And now I'm going to let you tell us quickly about your program, how fathers can get in touch with you, and quickly about the law resources that you were telling me about.
Yes, we offer a family law clinic at the Child Crisis Center. Our address is 817 North Country Club Drive in Mesa. Our website is www.childcrisis.org. Mm-hmm. Childcrisis.org. And so every Tuesday, the first Tuesday of every month, we have a family law clinic where moms or dads can come in and speak for 15 minutes of consultation to a family law attorney. We don't call it father's rights because we're not trying to take kids away from mom and give them to dads. It's to help both mothers and fathers. And our phone number is 480-834-9424.
Well, you're listening to The Pulse on KFNX 1100. I'm your host, Elizabeth Singleton, and I've had a wonderful conversation today. Thank you guys for coming out and being on the show today. If you would like to get this recording, you can check our archives on The Pulse, www.thepulseaz.com, or look us up on Facebook at The Pulse AZ. Have a good day. Happy Saturday.
Nothing more desirable and rare than a piece of vintage jewelry.
I couldn't agree more.
And for the finest collection and lowest prices in estate jewelry, shop London Gold.
Classic watches with diamond bezels, elegant designs in precious stones, diamond rings, bracelets, earrings.
Ageless designs from the world's iconic designers. Names you know. Purchased from estates, their luster restored, and placed on sale at remarkable prices. London Gold is also the name you know and depend upon for the finest in today's jewelry. If you're looking for an engagement ring, then London Gold is your first stop. We sell diamonds around the world, and when you buy from us, not only will you get the diamond she'll love, but you'll pay the very same direct diamond dealer price. So for the latest in today's jewelry,
or estate jewelry,
shop London Gold with three valley locations, Arrowhead, Chandler, Scottsdale,
or online at londongold.com.
London Gold, it's the best.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100, KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations. It's a